Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Talking Topics. My name is Bill Ruggiero and today we have a great show coming up. But first, before I tell you about my guests, I want to talk about what Talking Topics is a sponsor of. It's sponsored in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind, the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibank. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 508-797-1117 or visit us on the website at www.audiojournal.org. Well, today I have a very special guest. His name is Bob Brady, who is a volunteer here at Audio Journal. And Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How are you doing today?
I am feeling well on this beautiful May day.
Yes, yes, it is a beautiful May day. And I hopefully we can get this cold weather out of the way and get into some hot summer weather.
Oh, yeah. Not too hot.
Yeah, not too hot, but, you know. Okay, well, first question is, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I live in Oxford, Massachusetts. I was born and raised in New Jersey. I've been in Massachusetts since 1990. I've been volunteering here at Audio Journal for about 9 years, although during the COVID interruption, about a year and a half, I didn't do any broadcasting because the studio was closed. So
right.
I read community news for the last couple of years. I've had news for five communities, Marlboro Hudson, Stowe and Bolton, and Harvard. And I get my information for the broadcast from the three newspapers that serve these towns.
Wow, that's interesting. And you guys are reading a story about the I love that elephant story that you guys were reading about the autistic kids and stuff.
Yes.
And I thought that was a really cool story.
Yeah, there was one of the newspapers had an interview with the local author of a book about Jackson the elephant, and the character Jackson is based on her autistic son, and the idea was to get autistic and non-autistic people more comfortable with the idea of having autistic people around and what to expect from them. And if you're a child, don't be frightened if an autistic person makes a sudden loud noise. It's just different people are wired differently.
Yeah, because we have some autistic people in our program, and they make noises, and sometimes it scares me.
Yeah.
And, you know, but my ears are very sensitive to that when they slam doors or they make noises, but, you know, they're not going to hurt you. They're just wanting to just let out their anger.
Bill, this is Harry. Just for our listeners who haven't heard your show before, what program are you talking about? Are you talking about the Aspire program that you're in?
Yes.
The Seven Hills Aspire program?
Yeah, Seven Hills Aspire, you know.
Yeah. And I'd like to mention to our listeners, too, that the courage you have and the inspiration that you are for Audio Journal, because you live with autism and blindness, and yet here you are. You do weather and sports for us every day, and once a month, sometimes twice a month, you're doing your own show here.
Yeah, and I really like this, you know, because it gives me the courage to learn how to broadcast, and I don't know what I would do without Audio Journal, because this is the best reading service in central Massachusetts and the world, and I've gotten a lot of people who really liked my shows. I was standing up in front of the library one time, and this woman came over and said, you know, she's from Indonesia, and she listens to Talking Topics. And I thought it was a great, great thing.
Wow. And you have one of our veteran readers right in the studio with you here.
Yes, yes. Bob. Yeah.
That's me.
Yep. Okay, Bob, question three. Do you like reading for audio journal?
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm doing something that has value, and it's very pleasant to come into the studio. The people who work here are nice. I read every Thursday afternoon, but my partners alternate weeks, and they're both very good to work with, very professional and very considerate.
Yes, and also, if you guys need a weather person, maybe you could ask me to come on the show sometime. And I could do the weather for Bolton and Marlboro and Hudson and, you know, and I could give the weather.
I think our readers would appreciate that. Our listeners, I should say.
Yes. Yes. And I could give the weekend weather, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I could do that sometime. What do you think, Harry?
Yeah. Well, we can make that happen. Can I ask Bob a question?
Sure.
Bob, before you came to Audio Journal, were you ever this much invested in reading the news or local news?
I have enjoyed reading newspapers since I was a child. I was a paper boy in New Jersey beginning, I think I was still 10 when I started, and my parents read the newspaper, and I started reading it too, and I felt like I was more connected with the world that way.
Yeah.
What was your favorite articles?
I liked articles about world news, about what's going on in other countries.
Wow. Like say, Africa or Thailand or
That's
something
right.
like that, you know? And
yeah.
I mean, it's good to learn about news from each country and what they do. And we have geography at Aspire Program in Worcester, and I take it, and we're learning about Thailand, and we're learning about the different foods they have, what people do there, and how much things cost. You can get lunch for 99 cents out there.
Sounds which good
is,
to me.
Cost less than here, because food is going up, and everything has gone up here in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And,
yeah.
And Bill, you know, Bob mentions a really important part of our mission here at Audio Journal.
Yes.
And that's just that being connected to the world, being connected to our community through the news.
Yeah.
That's really important. I still run into listeners, Bob. I think I've told you this, I think in the town of Harvard, we have two or three. Marlboro, we have more. And I forget the numbers in the other towns. But when I do talk to listeners, they always talk about this. When I ask them, why do you listen to Audio Journal? And they said, I feel connected to my community or connected to the world. And that's so important. And I feel a connection to the volunteers, like, and selfishly with Bob here, Bob and I now have two things in common, Bill.
Yes.
I was a paper boy. I started at the age of 11.
Wow.
In Marstown, New Jersey. And
the Daily Record.
The Daily Record. That's right. What town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Florham Park.
And
the paper I delivered was the Newark Star Ledger, which was 10 cents on weekdays and 25 cents on Sundays. But if you subscribed, you got it for 75 cents a week.
Can you imagine? That's incredible.
Wow.
And now
wow.
it's $3 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $3 a day, get the newspaper, and I remember when I went to get the paper for my dad, I used to walk up, because I used to live in Medford, I used to walk up on Main Street. There was a pizza place, and then there was this little convenience store. I used to go in there. I paid 50 cents. I got the paper for dad, and I went home.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, sharing those memories with you about the Daily Record, the Newark Star-Ledger. Yes.
That's right.
I remember them. And my family, I still have relatives and family in New Jersey, so we go back and I don't think the Daily Record's there anymore. But I don't know. I forget about the Star-Ledger. I don't know if that's still there
anymore. Yeah, I don't know either. It might be online.
right, probably. But the other thing, of course, that, and I know you'll get to this, Bill, the other thing Bob and I have in common is we are the only two Mets fans in Worcester County, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, do you want to take a quick break?
Yes.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break about paratransit, and we'll be right back.
Are you a Worcester Regional Transit Authority paratransit rider from Worcester, Auburn, Boylston, Leicester, Northborough, Oxford, Westboro, or West Boylston? Did you know that you no longer have to call customer service to book your trips? You can now take advantage of our new online reservation system and book your trips online at any time. Call customer service at 508-791-9782 or email paratransit@therta.com to set up your online account to begin scheduling your trips. Please note the online reservation system is an additional option for your convenience. You can still call customer service to book your trips.
Okay, we are back on Talking Topics. I'm Bill Giglio with Bob Brady. And Bob, why don't you tell us about your days as a veterinarian?
Yeah, I am a retired veterinarian now. I started off in private practice for 3 years, worked with large animals as well as small animals. And then I went to work for U.S. Department of Agriculture. Eventually, I became an epidemiologist. And I came to Massachusetts in 1990. Mm-hmm. I thought I would stay here 4 or 5 years and then move on to someplace interesting like Colorado. But it turned out I really liked Massachusetts. And all these years later, I'm still here.
Well, do you have any good stories about your practice as a veterinarian?
Oh, I guess nothing exceptional. I enjoyed some of the opportunities to travel around the country and to some foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animals did you work with?
I worked with farm animals, so large animals plus poultry. I often wished I had paid more attention during the poultry lectures in vet school, because at that time I wasn't that interested in poultry. But working for USDA, had to deal with things like avian influenza, exotic Newcastle disease, so I had to...
Wow.
To learn about chickens and turkeys pretty quick and help to control those diseases in the domestic poultry.
Did you ever do surgery on the animals or?
Yes, during my first 3 years after graduation, surgery was one of the things I did.
Oh wow! Did you work with horses and?
Yeah, I sometimes worked with horses. I certainly wasn't a specialist in them, but. I work some projects with horses.
And sometimes the horses would kick you, right?
Luckily, I never got kicked.
Wow.
But I got kicked by cattle enough times to make up for it.
Wow.
Bill, can I ask him a question?
Yeah.
You know, over the years, Bob, and I'm sure while you were working with the USDA, we hear in the news all the time about from the USDA, you know, food that goes bad and products that have to be recalled or, and there's illnesses with animals, with cows, you know, lots of things. And I remember it was a few years back, I forget the company, Fairlife maybe, they were taking the court because they were abusing animals. Did you ever have to deal with that, not just like viruses, but maybe examining the abuse that some of these large companies or large milk processing plants that they had with animals. Did you ever have to deal with that?
No, I didn't deal with animal abuse claims.
But did, how about the diseases? Did you have to deal with that?
Yeah, some of our projects had to do with looking for these disease-causing bacteria in things like bulk tank milk or the manure of animals. Sometimes we helped out with tracing human disease outbreaks back to the farm where it came from.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's... It to me highlights the importance of keeping animal foods refrigerated and cooking them thoroughly and serving them while they're still hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's absolutely right. Thank you. Boy, I learn something new every time I talk to you, Bob. This is fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Yeah. I love animals, and sometimes I hear sad stories about animals getting abused and leaving animals in cars, which you all should not do. If you have a dog or a cat, don't leave them in the car because it's very dangerous during the summer, and the heat of the car can heat up and right away to 110 degrees sometimes.
Mm. You know, I saw two, my wife Rachel and I were walking in Central Park in Clinton last night, and mm-hmm. and these two men were walking their dogs, and they were just coming back to their car, and you could tell that the dogs were overheated, you know, they're panting, and right away, as soon as the two men got back to the cars, they opened up their car door, they pulled out two plastic bowls, two water bottles, and instead of taking a drink themselves, because they were sweating profusely, but they poured the water in these bowls for their dogs first, and then they got a drink. And mm-hmm. I thought that said something about the character of these men.
They
cared about their pets first, or the needs of their pets first.
Yep.
Because we often, at least while I was, you know, throughout my life, you know, many people have considered a pet as just a thing, like something that you could just get rid of at any time, and instead of another beautiful life.
Right.
And... yeah. I don't know why I got on that tangent, but I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. All right, Bob, what are your hobbies?
Well, I like outdoor things, bicycling. I'm a big bird watcher. I enjoy that. I like to go hiking. Swimming.
Yeah. Do you have any pets at home? Or
I don't have any pets.
Oh. I don't either. So
I also enjoy reading. I like watching classic movies.
What kind of movies do you like?
Typically, what might be called classics. Some of them being more recent. But I purposely try to watch a variety. The Worcester Telegram and Gazette has a section about... Turner classic movies, and they'll usually they'll talk about what's going to be on in the coming week.
Yes.
And I get some ideas from them about what I should request from the library in the form of a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite movies are Grease. I like Ghostbusters, which I've seen about 1,000 times. I kind of like that movie.
Who are you going to call, Bill?
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Bob, I've recently gotten into classic movies again, and I think it has to do with the fact that in the last year, I lost my mom, and just thinking about memories in the past and favorite things of my mom and dad or whatever, and my mom loved Cary Grant. my mom loved Jimmy Stewart, you know, Henry Fonda. So
Jimmy Stewart. Oh, yeah, I like him.
Too. Yeah, so last week I saw 12 Angry Men. Then after that I saw North by Northwest.
Yeah.
I was like, great. Oh, these are good movies.
Yes. Yes. I just love just to sit down and just watch, listen to a good movie. And it has audio description. By the way, Netflix does have audio description. You can do it on your, on your phone.
And Bill, for any listeners that, we might have some listeners that are just losing their sight and they don't know about audio description, but they have Netflix. Can you, tell them what they need to do in order to get audio description with Netflix?
Well, you need to go into your accessibility on your phone, and then there is a thing for audio description. You can turn that on, and then you're all set.
So you listen to these movies on your phone?
Yes, I do.
So what if they're on the TV? Do they just use the same app and go to the settings and then accessibility?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good to know.
Yep. Donna Ellis taught me that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell Bob and our listeners who Donna Ellis is and what she does for you?
Well, she is my iPhone teacher, and also she's my advocate, too.
Yeah. She does a lot of help with you. She meets you at the Worcester Public Library?
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah.
And I like that, you know. I mean, she helps me out with my iPhone. I get different apps. And we're working on Meta Glasses, which they are owned by Meta AI. And they do help me in a way, but... And also, if you have Be My Eyes, you can get it through your Meta Glasses. All you have to do is say to your, you have to pair it up, and then you say, hey Meta, go to, call a volunteer for Be My Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of Be My Eyes, you know, you can use that for many things, even at a sporting event. I thought I'd do a little segue into talking about sports, because I know you want to ask Bob about baseball.
Yes. Should I? All right. well, Bob, you like baseball, right? I know you're a Mets fan.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey with the Miracle Mets in 1969, and that stuck with me even after all these years of disappointment.
Yeah. And you probably remember that day where Bill Buckner lost the ball between his legs.
1986 World Series.
Yep. And the Red Sox almost won that.
Yeah,
almost.
As long as they almost win, that's okay with me.
Yeah. I kind of like that game. I was watching that game because we were living in Gardner, and we just had moved. And, you know, we were watching the game, my dad and my brother. My mom was in the other room, and she was putting my sister to bed, and my dad got really angry when Buckner lost the ball. He's like, oh, geez, no. Yeah, and it went right through his legs, and then they won. And I was listening to Eddie Andelman. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
No, I don't recognize the name.
Well, he used to work for WHDH Radio, and you can find it on YouTube. And also, I was listening to Joe Castiglione. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
He does a broadcast on WEI Radio.
For the Red Sox.
Yeah, right? For the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on for 41 years, but he doesn't do it anymore. He's retired.
So, for Bill, for our sports fans out there, I want to ask you and Bob some trivia questions.
Okay, yeah.
So, first for Bob, do you remember who was batting for the New York Mets when the ball went between Bill Buckner's legs?
No, I can't recall.
I believe it was Mookie.
Moogie Wilson.
Yes.
Moogie Wilson, yeah.
It was Milky Wilson. What else did I want to ask you? For the Miracle Mets, do you remember who the two players were who played first base for the Miracle Mets?
No, I
can
don't.
You tell me? Well, this is for Bob. Can you tell me at least one of them?
No.
First name, Ed.
I can't remember.
Ed?
Ed Cranepool.
Oh, Cranepool. I remember him as an outfielder.
Really? Oh, I don't remember him as an outfielder.
Yeah.
And the second guy, first name Don?
Mattingly.
No, that's a Yankee. Don Clendenin?
Vaguely remember him.
Okay, do you remember the last name of the center fielder whose first name was Tommy?
Tommy Agee.
Yes.
Yes.
See, that's a true Mets fan.
Yeah.
Because the two favorite Toms of the New York Mets was Tommy Agee and Tom Seaver.
Yeah, Tom Terrific.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Do you remember who Tom Seaver's favorite catcher was for the 69 Mets?
Jerry Grody?
That's right. That's right. And his sidekick, I think, was Duffy Dyer.
Yeah, I remember Duffy Dyer, yeah.
Yeah. We're going way back, Bill. This is before you were born.
Yeah. I was born in the 70s.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was born in 61. And I'm going to guess that Bob was born in the 50s.
1959. That's right.
Wow.
That's 59. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we remember, we were just little kids, but we remember those Miracle Mets. That was special stuff.
Yes.
Special stuff.
Yes.
Last question for Bob. The Mets, in 1969 World Series, the Mets beat the Orioles how many games? What was the final? Was it 4-2, 4-3, 4-1?
I can't remember.
It was 4-1.
Mm.
Yep.
4-1. It was incredible.
Yep.
All right. Here's some trivia for you, Bill.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who was the famous New York Yankees manager who got fired and hired back several times?
Joe Torre.
No.
Oh,
his first name was Billy.
Billy Buck. Billy.
No. I can't. Bob, do you remember?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't. I can picture him, but I can't.
Billy
remember.
Martin.
Billy Martin. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was the famous Yankee right fielder who hit more home runs in any World Series? And he was originally from the Oakland A's, and there was a candy bar named after him.
Reggie Jackson.
Yes.
Reggie Jackson.
That's right. You remember those names, Bill?
Yep, I do.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. And what else can I ask you? Who was the batter in the 1975 World Series that hit a home run at the end of Game 6 to win the game? He was the catcher.
And
he was really tall.
Jim Rice.
Thurman Munson?
No, he was a Yankee.
Mets, okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Actually, I just drew a blank.
It was
a real tall catcher. He had a home run.
I can't think of his name, but I can picture him. But
last question. Do you remember the famous Boston Red Sox player who has a grandson that's playing for the Atlanta Braves right now? His first name is Carl.
Carl.
And his nickname was Yaz.
Carl Yastrzemski.
That's right.
Yep.
And his grandson is Mike, and he plays for the Atlanta Braves right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Did I wear you out, Bill?
No.
Asking all those trivia questions?
No.
Okay. So we need to wrap up the show.
Okay. Well,
so I know you wanted to ask a couple of questions, or maybe one question about food.
What's your favorite restaurant here in Worcester?
Oh, I like Desi Indian Restaurant. It's right next to the hardware store, Rocky's Ace Hardware. What street is that? Is that Madison or Chandler Street?
Or Mill?
Is it? Well, it's north of Park Avenue.
Oh, yes, I forget the street, but maybe it is Chandler, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Indian food, that's good. Now, do you like super spicy Indian food?
No, no, it has to be toned down a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like things spicy either.
Yeah. But I love Indian food the same reason why I like other cultural foods are from around the world, because they have true spices.
Ugh.
Instead of being heavily laden with, you know, grease and salt and pepper,
yes,
and, you know, and butter, they have true spices that as soon as the food touches your tongue, the curries and the different, it's so delicious. But yeah. Billy, you like the classic chicken tenders, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, and pasta. You like meatballs.
Yeah, and spaghetti.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for maybe one or two more questions. Bob, do you have a question for Bill?
Oh, for Bill. How did you get involved with Audio Journal, Bill?
Well, a few years ago, Harry Duchesne gave me a call, and we met, and, you know, and I've been here ever since.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
My predecessors know who you are, so it didn't start with me.
Yes.
Who was before Mary?
It was Valerie.
And Vince.
And Vince, yeah.
Vince Lombardi, yeah.
Yeah, and that's who got you in here, right?
Yeah, I would love to do an interview with Vince Lombardi sometime.
All right, well, the football coach, you can't do that. He's not with us anymore, the famous football coach. But my predecessor, Vince Lombardi, we can set that up.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so any other last questions?
No.
All right, then a question for Bob. For someone who reads the news and who's always been interested in reading the newspaper, Bob, for people who read some of the news today that can be polarizing and upsetting, are there sources out there that you think are respectful, truthful, and honest to read? Do you have any recommendations for our listeners?
Yeah, I think articles by the Associated Press are typically well-balanced. And I think also some of the burden is on the reader or the listener, too, to not necessarily believe everything you read or hear, and to try to use good judgment in figuring out where the truth is between the two extremes.
That is an excellent point to make as we close up. So
yes.
I'm going to play some music here, Bill, and you can wind us up.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob, for coming very much. I enjoyed this interview, and I hope you all did too. Well, this has been Bill Ruggiero here on Talking Topics. We're sad to leave you, but we'll be back on the second Saturday and the second Sunday of every month. Talking Topics is provided by the Mass Commission for the Blind and the Memorial Foundation for the Blind. I want to thank them for producing our show today. And I want to thank Harry, too. And this has been Bill Ruggiero saying have a good and happy day, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Bob.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon, Audio Journal listeners. This is Bill Ruggiero. I am on this new show, Talking Topics. This show was provided by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind, and I am your host, Bill Ruggiero. Now, we're going to have a special guest here. I'd like to introduce you to Jennifer Daly, who works for the Mass Commission for the Blind in Worcester. Glad to have you along, Jen.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Yeah, and our first question is, where did you come from, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a long-term, I suppose, resident of Worcester. I moved here in 2001. I have a husband who I've been married to for over 20 years. Once you hit that mark, you kind of lose track. And I have two teenage daughters, Skylar and Alyssa.
And also tell us how long you've been working for the Commission for the Blind and when you started.
Well, I've been with the Commission for the Blind since 1999.
Wow.
So I can't even do the math.
yes, that's quite years ago.
Yes, and I started off as a rehab teacher, and I today am a rehab teacher. So I did take a little bit of a break from rehab teaching and went to what was then called the Deafblind Unit, but now is called, I believe, the Deafblind Extended Services Program. And then I love the human interaction of teaching. And once my rehab teaching position that I left popped up, I slipped back into it.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. Yeah, are there any success stories about your career?
I have quite a few. One of them is you.
Yeah.
I remember when you were not using any kind of cellular device, and you said that you wanted to use a cell phone. And
yes.
So we said, let's try this. And, you know, using VoiceOver with a smartphone is difficult. You have to learn different finger gestures.
Yes.
And
yes.
You persevered and are now using that piece of technology.
Yes.
I have another story that I remember when I first started at the commission, a person sitting on stairs to go down the stairs because there were no railings on a piece of property that was Worcester's property. And they were having no success with getting a railing installed. So I actually called Larry Raymond at the time, was the disabilities coordinator, I think.
And, yes, yes.
And I called him up, and literally within months, the family called me back saying, I don't know what you did, but there's a railing. And now my mom, who is elderly, can hold on to a railing and walk down the stairs safely. So those are two that I can think of at the top of my head.
Sure.
Thank you. So this is Harry Duchesne, the executive director of Audio Journal. And I am so happy to be here with Jen Daly and Bill on Talking Topics. So, Bill, I'm curious. So Jen's just been sharing about some things she taught you. So do you remember everything?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember everything about the iPhone and how to double tap on things. And I remember the day she set it up for me. And she came in to the house and we had to go through the process of doing it. And it was kind of hard at first. But I remember one time I got into, it said like 911 or something like that, and it kept calling 911. So I had to call Jen and ask her about it. You remember that, Jen?
I actually do not, but I'm glad that I could help you out.
Yes, you did. And you helped me get out of the problem.
Wow. So, Bill, What I really like about and appreciate about you is how determined you are. We talked about this before the interview started, and Jen was telling me about that too. And so I imagine when you first started learning, you probably had some, as you were just saying, you probably had some obstacles. What was it like when you felt like you were learning all these skills and being more independent? What was that like for you?
Well, it was kind of hard at first, but Jen was there and she would, like, for instance, I moved into shared living and I live in Auburn now. And she had to put dots on the microwave for me to feel where how to turn on the microwave. And I'm pretty good at that now. Because I could heat up my dinner by myself and get myself to eat
I remember doing that too. And I also remember, you wanted to learn how to make your bed.
Yes.
And that was a challenge.
Yes, that is a challenge, except when you do the bottom sheet. Now that is difficult. I hate doing the bottom sheet. I don't know if any of your listeners know that the bottom sheet is very difficult because sometimes it doesn't stay in.
It sure is. You can sew buttons into two of the corners, but you have to remember which two corners that you sewed them into.
Mm-hmm.
So you know which end goes where.
Yeah. Yep.
It is. It's hard. It's hard for folks who do have sight too. It
what
takes
I do
me
is I just
times.
Is I just shove it in and hopefully it stays.
That's what I do too sometimes.
Then I get mad at it because it doesn't stay. Yeah, but you know what? If you're patient, you can do it.
That's right. And that's why I love working with you, Bill, because you do. You have patience with me because
yes.
Some of the questions that you have for me, I don't have the answers. So sometimes I have to really think about it.
Yes.
You know, and come back to you. Uh-huh. So,
Bill, if it's okay with you, we're going to take a short break.
Yes.
And again, you're listening to Talking Topics with Mr.
Bill Ruggiero and Jennifer Daly and Harry Duchesne.
That's right.
Okay, we'll take a break and be back right after this.
Hello, Audio Journal listeners. We are happy to report that the issue with the Audio Journal app has been fixed. Simply update the version of the app on your Apple device, and you will now have access to archive programming as well as live programming. If you have any questions, please contact Audio Journal at 508-797-1117. Happy holidays.
Season's greetings from your friends at Audio Journal. I'm volunteer Jean Dalbeck. I'm asking you to join so many others in supporting the programs you hear on Audio Journal every hour of every day. Please consider a financial gift. Any and every amount helps. To give, you can go online to www.audiojournal.org or mail your tax-deductible donation made payable to Audio Journal to 799 West Boylston Street, Worcester, Mass. 01606. And thank you and best wishes from all of us at Audio Journal.
And we're back here on Talking Topics. My name is Bill Ruggiero, and I'm here with Harry Duchesne and Jennifer Daly. And getting to our topic about sports, Jen, what is your favorite sport? And why don't you tell us?
So my favorite sport by far is hockey. I absolutely love the sport. I am season ticket holders with my dad and another gentleman to the Boston Bruins. I love Brad Marchand. He's my favorite, number 63.
Yes, I like him too. He better score some goals. He hasn't been scoring any goals
know,
in a while.
He came back from an injury early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I heard about that. He had a lower body injury or something to his leg.
I want to say it was hip related, and he wasn't supposed to come back till I think this month, and he came back earlier than expected. And
yes,
I was excited to see him on the ice.
Yeah. And my favorite is Patrice Bergeron. I really like him.
Yeah.
And I think that he'll be a good player for the Bruins. Bruins have been doing really well.
Extremely well.
Yes.
I did not expect such a great season because they did change coaches. So
yes,
they have
Jim Montgomery. They used to have Bruce Cassidy, and now he's gone to Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's on the Golden Knights now. He's the coach.
I'm just excited that a coach could come in and do well with the team because, you know, sometimes when there's a change, you know, that the the performance level of the team goes down, but that did not happen with the Bruins.
Yeah. But I think the Bruins are going to win and get to the playoffs. I don't know about the Stanley Cup. I hope they make it. I really do.
I do too.
And what's your prediction for this season?
I kind of just go and watch and hope for the best. I always hope that they go into the postseason.
Yes.
I'm not sure if they will.
And that brings up a time where we went to the game last year. Remember that?
That was fun.
Yes, it was. It was fun. And they won 3-1. And they played the Florida Panthers at the TD Garden.
Yes. Was that your first game?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of the game?
Well, my favorite part was when they score the goal and they have the horn. I love their horns.
And their celebration song, too, is very... Yes.
Yeah. And also, do you have any hobbies?
Well, I actually love listening to podcasts. A certain genre that isn't really, I guess it's kind of a guilty pleasure. It's true crime. I listen to this show called Crime Junkies and also this show called Morbid. And I'm kind of obsessed.
That's on iHeartRadio.
I listen to it on Pandora because I'm kind of old school, and Pandora was the first streaming that I ever encountered. So, yeah, I listen on that, but I'm not sure if it's streamed on other sources.
Yeah.
But, yes, I am.
Crime Junkies. I never heard of that.
Yes. It's about different things that happen that, you know, aren't really pleasant, but the hosts try to find justice for the people.
Yes.
You know, and I think their philosophy is if they broadcast it, that people will listen and maybe someone who knows something could bring it to the attention. And they actually have charity work that goes on that, like, they give money to DNA testing. So people who aren't identified that are victims actually, have been identified and brings, you know, some comfort and closure to families. So yeah, that's kind of why I listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, what else do I like to do in my spare time? I binge watch certain shows that I find out about and, you know, I'm kind of a media person.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What kind of things do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I love to listen to sports. I love to listen to the Celtics and the Bruins and the Patriots, of course. I really enjoy listening to things. And I pick out podcasts myself, like the Touch and Rich podcast. And I listen to the Sports Hub a lot, and I listen to Bertrand and Zowak, and I love them.
And Bill, remind our audience, what is your favorite hobby that you do for Audio Journal?
Oh, yeah, doing the weather and the sports schedule. I love that. You know, I tell everybody what the sports schedule is and all the Boston teams who are playing and stuff like that. And by the way, the Bruins are playing tomorrow against the Winnipeg Jets at 7 o'clock.
That's awesome. I really appreciate your knowledge of all that, because how else would I know? Like this today, I heard you earlier announced when the Celtics were playing the Pacers tonight.
Yes. Play Indiana at the Garden.
That's right.
Yeah, at 7:30.
Yeah. So do you know who the center for the Celtics is this year? What his name is?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. You mean I stumped you on a question?
Yeah, you did. Who wasn't expecting that, but...
Well, next time that we interview someone, you better know that answer.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back after this, and you're listening to Audio Journal Talking Topics.
Did you know that there are many different ways to listen to Audio Journal? You can go to our website, audiojournal.org, and stream us live. Or you can install the Audio Journal app on your iPhone or iPad. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play radio station Audio Journal on TuneIn. Or you can dial us at 1-712-770-1043 on your telephone. Or you can turn on your local cable access TV station. You can check our website, audiojournal.org, for the correct channel for your town. And finally, you can use one of our special receivers tuned to Audio Journal's frequency. And if you missed your favorite program, go to our website or the Audio Journal app and listen to podcasts of previously aired programs. Now, if you need assistance with any of these listening methods, please contact us at 508-797-1117 or email info@audiojournal.org. Audio Journal is a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.
Okay, well, we are back here at Audio Journal. It's the holiday season, you know, and everybody's out there doing their shopping. And let's ask Jennifer Daly what her favorite holiday is. Jen?
Well, I would say my favorite by far is Thanksgiving. And I love it because it is all about gathering with friends and, you know, recognizing what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, I love Christmas, don't get me wrong, but I do sometimes feel like it is kind of like you feel obligated to like buy things and it's
yeah.
very, you know, in my opinion, and I don't want to discourage people from this being their favorite, is the reason why I love holidays is the people, not like mm-hmm. all the corporate stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like Thanksgiving the most. How about you, Bill?
Well, I do like Thanksgiving a lot, and I like Christmas too, but my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving because I like to eat and I like to spend time with my family, my dad and my brother and sister. And, you know, I just like to have to eat the turkey and watch football.
Oh, yes. Football is a major sport around Thanksgiving. And
yes.
I can imagine, I can picture you sitting around and cheering on the players.
Yep.
What is your favorite part, like, meal, you know, part of the meal? Do you enjoy a certain food?
I enjoy the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, and the turkey, and also mac and cheese, too.
So I am more of a dessert gal, so I love pumpkin pie. Apple is good as long as there's vanilla ice cream on top. And I have to admit, I have a sweet tooth. Do you have a favorite flavor of pie that you like?
I like chocolate cream pie.
Yes, that is good.
That is good. And I like that pie at Burger King. They have the Hershey's pie.
Oh, my gosh.
With the chocolate, you know.
That sounds delicious.
Yes. And I want one.
Perhaps you can ask someone for Christmas to get you one.
Yeah. A Hershey's pie.
So this is Harry again. And Bill, I learned something about you. I don't know. I think it was about a month ago. You were in the studio with me and we were rehearsing for something else. And You actually love to sing Christmas songs.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What's one of your favorites?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
Are you willing to share with the audience your...
Okay, I'll sing. Okay. Oh, dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Oh, bells up, up till ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing in the sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right.
Nice
job, Bill.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think we're ready to close up, but I just have a couple more questions. And Bill, do you mind if I ask Jen if she has any advice for our listeners, since she works for the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind? Would that be all right if I ask her that question?
Yes, that will be fine. Thank you.
Okay, I'll turn it over to Jen.
Okay, so my advice, I've worked in the field for 20 some odd years, and, you know, I've met so many different people with so many different visual challenges. And my one piece of advice is, you know, don't give up, you know. And it's easy for me to say because I do have my sight, but I've seen so many success stories, you know, and reach out if you need help to the Commission for the Blind. You know, as a rehab teacher, I can actually go into your home and work on, you know, daily living skills, some basic phone use knowledge. I can perform assessments and you know, you're not alone. There are other people in the community, you know. They have low vision support groups. I know of one here in Worcester I speak at every year, and it's just a great resource to have people to speak to who are possibly going through the same things that you are going through now. I'd like to share the phone number for the Commission for the Blind if you need to get in touch with us. It's 1-800-392-6450. That's our Boston, Maine office number. We have a wonderful woman who emails the folks in Central Mass, and then we get the message that you are in need of a question answered or supports or whatnot. And again, that number is 800-392-6450. And I'm going to pass the mic back. And or Bill, do you have any last words before we sign off?
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in here, Jen. And hopefully you guys will stay tuned for further shows that we are doing for Talking Topics. And I want to say that this program is provided by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind. And this program will be archived so you can hear it on your leisure time. But this has been Bill Ruggiero along with Harry and Jen saying have a good afternoon. Bye.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
Old Clem the plowman and Clodhopper his horse headed for the unplowed fields. Clem knew from years of experience that Clodhopper took 124 steps to go from one end of the field to the other. That is, each step of Clodhopper's four legs counted as four steps. Clodhopper had just finished the last row when Clem's wife called him on his cell phone, stopping the plowing process. How many hoof prints will old Clodhopper have left behind in the second to last row he plowed?
here's the solution to our mystery.
None. The plow overturns the soil behind the horse. That covers any hoof prints.
And now back to our regular programming.